everyone. I'm Carl Honoré. I'm going to speak first. We're just going to speak for a few minutes, and then we're going to open to the floor for a debate and a questions and dig into the Rebalance Manifesto. I was thrilled to be asked to be part of this project way back when now, some time ago, when we first began kicking around ideas. And what's jumped out to me was, of course, the dimension looking at speed and the connection between speed and mobility and questioning whether faster is always better, which, of course, is at the center of all the work that I've been doing for the last 20 years in constructing and promoting what's called the slow movement. I thought I might just start by making very clear to people that when we talk about the slow movement with a capital S, we don't mean doing everything very, very slowly. That would be absurd. I'm not an extremist or a fundamentalist of slowness. I love speed, right? Faster is often better. We all know that, but not always. And that's the key that unlocks this slow revolution, slow with a capital S, if you like, that slow is about doing everything at the right speed. So sometimes it's fast, sometimes it's slow, and then you play with all the different tempos and cadences and rhythms and speeds in between. Musicians have a term which crops up in the manifesto itself, tempo giusto, the idea that each piece of music has a correct tempo, and that kind of gets at the spirit of this slow philosophy or slow creed, that you try and move through each moment with presence. It's quality before quantity. It's doing one thing at a time, if you remember how we used to do that before the curse of multitasking. Ultimately, this whole slow earthquake is about doing things not as fast as possible, but as well as possible, which is a very, very simple idea, but at the same time, an immensely powerful one, because it has the capacity to revolutionize every single thing we do, which is why in every single field of human endeavor now, you will find a slow movement. So I'm sure many of you have heard of slow food. There's the slow cities movement. There's slow travel, slow education, slow sex, slow fashion, of course, is enormous at the moment. Slow urbanism, slow medicine, slow leadership, slow management, you name it. People are coming to the party and saying, how can I do this better and enjoy it more by slowing down to the right speed? There is, as of yet, no such thing as a slow mobility movement. But I wonder if today may be the day that changes, right? Mm-hmm. This could be the germ, the genesis, the springboard, the starting point for a slow mobility movement. I was thinking about what slow mobility might mean. And it makes perfect sense to me that we rethink mobility through the lens that Rebalance has brought to the table, because mobility, like so many other things in modern society, has been infected by the virus of hurry, by the cult of speed, the idea that to make something better, we speed it up. And when you speed up mobility, when you make a fetish or a cult of speed and mobility, what you do is you end up ruining mobility. You become obsessed with the destination and you forget the journey, the art of the journey. And it's when you lose the art of the journey that you lose all of the magic, the power and the beauty that unfolds and unfurls when we travel at the right speed rather than traveling as fast as possible. I love the fact that the subtitle of the manifesto has the word meaningful in it, because for me, the core of the slow philosophy is reconnecting us with meaning, right? Not doing, not ticking boxes, but meaning, purpose, all those deeper things that can never be accelerated. You can never speed up meaning. You can't download meaning from Amazon or find it in an app. Meaning only blossoms, flourishes, becomes real when we slow down, when we are present, when we give it the time it deserves. And of course, when we bring meaning to the journey itself, what happens on the journey? Well, we begin to learn, we teach, we share, and we build. We build things together. The journey becomes almost an end in itself. Of course, it's important to reach your destination, but we want to raise up the art of the journey at the same time. And I think slow mobility might be one avenue into that rethinking of how we move through the world. And someone sent me just the other day on social media a little vignette or a little story that I thought I'm going to tell you the story now. You may have seen it because it seems to me to echo so many of the principles and the spirit of Rebalance. And the story is this. It's about two airplanes flying in the sky. And one of them is, I think it's an Airbus 380. And so it's a passenger jet, right? Let's say it's a, I don't know, EasyJet or Air France or whatever. It's flying along at whatever, several hundred kilometers an hour. So very fast, but doing its normal stately pace through the sky. And then alongside it appears an F-15 fighter jet. So a Eurofighter jet, right? Very fast, can get up to Mach 2, Mach 3. And the pilot in the fighter jet radios over to the commercial pilot and says, "How's it going?" And the commercial pilot says, "Great, we're making good progress. We're flying along very fast." And he said, and the fighter jet says, "Well, that's actually not that fast, right? I mean, you think it's fast, but I'll show you what real speed is all about." So the fighter pilot flies off, you know, gets up to Mach 2, his acrobatics, flies around. I mean, he's gone for 5 minutes. He's doing all these incredible stuff. And then he pulls up alongside the commercial jet and he says, "So what do you think of that? That's real speed, right? That's what it's all about." And the pilot of the commercial jet says, "Well, hang on a minute. Let me show you what I can do." And he gets up from his cockpit and disappears into the back of the plane. And he's gone for about 15 minutes. And the fighter pilot is sitting thinking, what the hell, what's going on? This is, you know, the plane is just moving along like always. What's happening? The pilot returns to his seat in the commercial jet. And he says, "Well, what do you think of that?" And the fighter pilot says, "Well, that was just nothing. What do you mean? What do I think of that?" And the commercial pilot says, "Well, in that time that I got up from my cockpit, I went back into the plane. I stretched my legs. I had a lovely cup of coffee. I ate a slice of chocolate cake. I flirted with a very beautiful air stewardess. And we agreed to meet for drinks and dinner later tonight. So my friend, the fighter pilot, you travel fast, but who really travels better?" And I thought, that seemed to me to kind of capture a lot of the spirit of what maybe Rebalance is putting to us. And then before I hand over to Judy, there's one other little thread I want to pull at in the manifesto. And it's a word that was woven through it, a little bit like a leitmotif. And the word was seamless, right? Seamless, which is often rendered in Silicon Valley as frictionless, right? This idea that we must make human relations, the way humans move through the world, the way anything moves through the world, frictionless, seamless. Everything must be super smooth and as a result, super fast, right? So that's the kind of holy grail. That's the ne plus ultra of the Silicon Valley view. The ultra modern view of the world is everything must be frictionless. But the trouble is, when everything is frictionless, nothing has any meaning. We end up just skimming through the surface. We have no contact with ourselves, with the moment, with other people. It's when there's friction that you have heat, you have light, things begin to happen. You create meaning. And I want to share just a little story, another one I came across, which explains using music why friction is important. And it's about, you remember the old musical, Grease? Can we get the slide just in case people don't remember? You remember Grease, John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John? There we are, right? We all remember that, right? From 78. So when it was being, they were doing the final post-production for the film, the producer decided that they were down one song. They needed one more hit song. And they needed a killer hit song that would be the theme song for the whole film. And they thought, God, what are we going to do? We've lost the original writer. And he said, "I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to call Barry Gibb." Right, so Barry Gibb, the Gibb brothers, the Bee Gees, right? Saturday Night Live, Staying Alive, all those things, right? So he calls up Barry Gibb's agent, and Barry Gibb's agent says, "This is an honor. Barry would love to write a song, the theme song for this musical. He's never heard of it, but I know your work, and he'd love to do this. But the trouble is, he's in the Caribbean right now on vacation." And this was in 1977, 78, so the phone lines, no one had a smartphone or even a sat phone. So he said, "But I've got a little phone number you can ring, and it's a little village, you know, by a beach hut or something. The line won't be great, but you'll get through to Barry." So the producer rang up Barry Gibb, and he got through. And Barry Gibb said, "Yeah, I love the idea of writing this theme song. Tell me a bit about the musical." Now, the phone line is terrible, right? There's lots of friction. They can't hear each other. They keep having to repeat things, and they can't, you know. So it's a very frustrating conversation, very friction full. the producer says, okay, I've got this musical. It's called Grease. And I need you to write the, and Barry Gibb says, wait a minute, Grease, like the country? And he says, no, not like the country. Grease, the, you know, like oil. And Barry Gibb says, you mean extra virgin, like Greek extra virgin olive oil? How can you write a whole musical? But, and the producer said, no, it's not oil. It's not Grease. It's Grease. It's Grease is the word. Grease is the word. And that's where that song comes from. A word, well, a world with no friction, a world with no seams, a world with no slowness, is a world without serendipity, a world without invention, a world without random collisions, a world without joy, magic, and humanity. A world with friction is a world with all those things. And I think that Rebalance is pointing us in the direction of a world of good friction, good seams, and good slowness. Thank you.